This is
founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician.
Can you see it?
I want to go to that Greek island.
Okay. All right, we're going to do it. All right, so, okay, you just tuned in the grill conversation here, and we are live. Can you keep playing that just a little bit? This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now on this, the second day of July. And I am here with our producer. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
I got you going all different kinds of angles. And, you know, it's all about the angle of the dangle.
That makes me laugh.
So, what are we going to be talking about tonight? Okay, so I'm here and I thought, okay, we are going through some strange times. I don't even know how to use a correct word, an adjective that would describe our world, our country, our state, our community. And what we can always rely on are our true old-time friends. There is a very small circle. You're lucky, and you used to hear it a long time ago. If you could count on your hand, if you can open your palm and count on your hand, the people in your life that you could count on, that you know that you could trust. And we all go through peaks and valleys, but we always have each other's backs. And somebody who was here with me tonight, during these times, I thought of the person that I wanted to be with me on the air the most tonight.
Aww.
My longest friend in Reading, who has known me through a few name changes, knew me through a past husband and a past life, and has followed, you know, still brings the picnic basket, still brings the love, still brings the music, still brings the heart. We exchange clothes. We talk about our deepest, most intimate thoughts, and she is a business owner, and you know her from her name and her establishment. So there are a couple prongs here of why I really wanted Lynn Moss. First of all, hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
We try not to do too many double entendres because you and I do that. Yeah. And Lynn Moss and her late husband, Charlie Moss, founded and started Country Kitchen.
Well, didn't start. We bought it.
So was it Country Kitchen before?
It was Country Kitchen. And actually, when we bought it, it had been in business for about 30 years already.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, I was new into your life in 93, 94.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just come up to... in the Reading area, not living here yet, but you were friends of my late ex.
Yes.
And so your late husband and my late ex were best friends. So that's a whole other background, but that's what brought me up here. And so you and Charlie being his best friends, you and I just hit it off famously.
Good thing.
Yeah, good thing. Still are. And I remember when you were trying to decide whether you were going to be a restaurant owner. You hadn't, when I first met you, I don't think you had, Charlie was a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
You were, very busy with, Moss Holdings, Moss Lumber, other Moss Holdings. But you hadn't had the restaurant yet. That's my recollection of that time period.
I actually went into it kind of kicking and screaming, saying, what are you thinking? We can't do this. It's, I didn't meet it with a lot of enthusiasm. But.
Because let's tell anybody who knows Lynn Moss, and if you don't, Lynn is everything that she touches, she makes beautiful.
Aww.
No, you're really like a Martha Stewart. I don't know Martha Stewart because, you're not going to do jail time. But Martha Stewart
Well,
she has a way of making everything seem easy. And it's like a cross between Julia Child and Martha Stewart. So you have a beautiful home, and when you create dishes, you're humming in the kitchen, and you like things to be rolled and matched, and when you dress a plate, you dress it beautifully, and your heart's always been like that since I've known you. You really care about the details. You're very good with your girlfriends, and thus, when I met you, your daughter was in high school, and you were working on the musicals at Shasta High.
Ah, those were good years. That was fun. Definitely.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah. So you were sewing Madrigal costumes. So let's just talk about the generations.
Oh, well, that you and I have known each other? Yeah, I think Autumn was actually younger than high school when we met. But, yeah, we've had the restaurant. You and I were talking about this earlier. When we started it, we are working on just celebrated our 27th year at the restaurant. And we have gone through watching our customers bring their young children in, and now those young children are coming in and, you know, have babies of their own. And, you know, we've watched people, good customers come and go. And so it's a neat experience to be able to have that kind of position in your little city where you know people well enough that come back, and it's a heartwarming thing.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to talk about the past and about how that has brought you forward, because originally you were open for dinner, and then you realized we're going to stay with this model where it's breakfast and lunch. Now, was there always a bakery? Because that's something that you specialize in.
There was. There's always been a bakery.
So, but you specialize now. It's like, it's.
Well, I believe we're probably, I don't know of another place in town that actually does, that bakes all of their breads that they use in their establishment. So we bake all of our breads and cinnamon rolls and muffins and biscuits. We do it all in-house.
So when you're eating, when you're having a sandwich, that bread has been cooked in your bakery.
That's correct.
Okay, now I didn't know that till now.
That's correct.
That's amazing. I do know, will you stay with me for this hour? Because there's so much to cover.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Besides that, we have something else we need to do together.
Yeah, we're drinking champagne. Because it just is the celebration of life. We need to stop in a crazy cycle, because I think it's cyclical. Although I can say in my lifetime I've not experienced this. I've had several conversations. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm finding myself going inward. I just want to remain. I need to stay in a happy space. And so I think with what you're doing, and so let's talk about that after the break, about what you've experienced in closing, opening, and how do you keep your game on when you have what we're experiencing in our society right now with closing and then opening? And I think it's a really important thing, and how you keep it up, how you keep the atmosphere positive and tasty and celebratory. And I know that it's a hard thing to do, but you keep on. You're like tenacious. You're probably the most tenacious person I know.
Oh, okay, well, give this some great thought.
You are the dancing queen, okay? So we're going to take a break on this. This is Linda Bodden. Lynn Moss is my guest tonight from Country Kitchen, and just really super good friend. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We are live tonight. If you have a call or a comment, do call in at 530-605-4567. Keep cheering her on, folks, because this is what we need right now is positivity. And I know you want to be part of that. We'll be right back.
Somewhere in the crowd there. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the best of North State Now.
This is what I'm talking about right there. I keep asking Nathan Parmalee, bring in Casey and the Sunshine Band. They are still working and touring. Would you go? I know. Flint, between you and I, we could get 200 tickets sold. We're like, make sure that the whole front row is dancing.
Everybody knows that song. I mean,
oh, yeah.
That's
do a little dance. Hey, if you're at a wedding and, you know, you've got, three generations, maybe five generations, people are going to dance to that.
Absolutely.
No one's going to get hurt.
Nope. They'll get up on the floor.
No one's going to be offended. And that's exactly what we're coming up. Hey, welcome back. We are live. It is July 2nd, 2020. This is Linda Bott and my very special guest, my longest friend in Reading, somebody who's stood up with me, stood for me, stood next to me, been my friend, been a confidant, just a girlfriend power, and that's Lynn Moss. And I asked her if she would come on the show tonight, and I wanted to really talk about this mess with COVID-19. And not just, I don't want to be negative when I say that. It's how do you keep it up and going when you never know? And what you've experienced, where you're going, you're open, mm-hmm. in dining open.
Finally.
Yeah, and you've been open now for what, 3 weeks, a month?
A little over a month.
Okay.
Yes.
And what that was like to be a business owner, have how many employees?
22.
We're talking country kitchen. That's we're talking the chefs, the line chefs, the people who clean,
the servers, dishwashers, bakers, host people. Yeah, so about 22.
Can you hear?
I can hear you now.
Okay. 22 people every single day that are expecting a paycheck.
Yes.
Did you find that during the time that they were saying, hey, you can make more on unemployment if you don't go to work? Did you have some of those?
Okay. Yes, I did. But I think I had more that were, I mean, we decided when the restaurant was closed, we tried doing takeout for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't worth, you know, turning the power on for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went for a couple of weeks and didn't do anything. And then my manager, Kim, said, you know, Lynn, I think this is a great time to go in and spiff the place up. You know, we wanted to, we had been talking about repainting and redoing bathrooms and doing special things in the kitchen. And so we decided that we would go forth and do that. So it was, it made my heart feel so happy that I had employees that wanted to come in and help do that. And they did. So we filled our days with
That's really super.
Bringing the place back, you know, into being all fresh and clean and
I love that you had
a new facelift and
yeah, because you had employees that were putting, you know, like when you paint something or when you have part of a physicality of what it is in a building or an energy, you're part of the body.
Exactly.
And I think that was probably very telling to you about who came in to work.
Oh, it certainly was. It certainly was. It made me realize who I could depend on, who felt ownership in this business. And I think when you feel ownership, you're more likely to be the one that can be counted on. So that it was very telling.
So you went through the first procedure when we were all, like, walking around with our eyes as big as, like, what do you mean? Nothing's over. I mean, we're still going through this, really. So the first part of how many months? I mean, if you were to recall, because you're obviously – we stayed open because we considered emergency broadcasts, and so we did that. But for those people – that have businesses and you're self-serving, how long was it that you were closed?
Well, we closed the doors about the third week of March, and the entire month of April we were closed, and we didn't go back until about the third week in May. So it was a good 2 months in total.
I recall that you were at that point in the beginning stages, and here's the cool thing, is that I know you're friends with other restaurateurs in town, female business owners that own restaurants, and in your group, you were saying, hey, I've got this meat, I have these eggs, I have this cheese, I'm closing, can you use them, can we get them, you know, and so you guys used your network and got those in appropriate hands.
Yes, we did.
So now let's move forward to opening, reopening, and your soft opening or reopening. And then did you find that people were like, I don't know, how are you doing it?
Well, we did it and, of course, we had a list of rules that everybody had to go by, safety rules, and we implemented that and found it was, you know, we're doing less business currently, which is demanded. You know, we can only serve at 50% of our seating capacity. But it's taking more people to do it because there are so many rules about no menus are touched by two people. So we're constantly sanitizing menus where you can't put salt and pepper shakers. You walk into a restaurant and you're used to seeing salt and pepper shakers and maybe sugar or something like that on the table. You can't do that anymore. So everything has to come out cleanly or newly cleaned with every customer, which is smart. It's just it takes more energy to do business at this point in time. But you know, it's worth it to keep our customers safe and try to beat this thing, you know, try to beat the virus.
So can you tell us a story, and we've got you here for the next segments as well, because we want to talk about some country kitchen stories and hours and what it is to do business and this latest group of whatever is coming down. But can you tell us a fun story? Because fun, it's right now we're all trying to figure out how to have fun. So if we can hear a fun story of maybe something happened at Country Kitchen that was maybe a family reunion or somebody almost ready to give birth. Give us something fun.
a current story. Is that what you're
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I have some fun old stories.
You got 27 years of story.
Well, I do have a very fun story that I talk about a lot, or used to talk about a lot. We had two different couples that would come in every day to the restaurant and play cards. One would come and play cards, and the other one would come in and just do work on their computers. And so they were older couples, both of them. And so within these two couples, each of them had a wife, and the other one had a husband that passed away. So we decided that because the single person that was left still continued to come in, we decided that we should put them together. So one day...
The extended family.
Yeah, so one day, Harry came in and sat down, and he was very lonely. And so we decided to put Susie at his table. Because
did he have a table?
Well, they all had their tables.
Oh, okay.
And they every time they would come in, their drink would be sitting on their table.
Aww.
So, we knew when they were coming. Aww. It was the same time every day, and it was ready for them. So this one particular day, we put Susie at Harry's table. And from that point on, Susie and Harry were a couple for the next 9 years until then Harry passed away. But that's the fun story that I keep going back to, that, you know, when you're an establishment that has return customers, you become part of their life, and that makes it, you know, that gives it energy. And
well, since I've known you, and I can't even believe that you've had this restaurant for 27 years. That just goes to show you, I've known you for maybe 28, 29, 30. I don't even, somewhere in 94.
I think that's
yeah. Yeah, and so that just blows my mind. When I think about three decades. So your daughter was a teenager and serving. Now she's married, has two children, so you're a grandmother. And when we think about the generational aspect of what it is to own a business that long, it's like, you know, you serve the community in more than just food. You feed the community with the spirit. When everything else feels like it's being taken away, freedoms, anxiety ridden.
Oh, yes.
We're all experiencing this anxiety level that we've not ever experienced before.
The fires. The fires could be the next.
The fires probably started like, who are we? What are we doing? Where are we going? Oh my God. You know, you were shut out from your neighborhood for a week or so.
10 days.
10 days. Yeah, and all of the food and the waste. And fortunately, your house didn't burn down. But in your neighborhood, three or four doors down, did.
Yes, several houses in my neighborhood.
So we know we experienced that. Then we had Snowmageddon, which then we went without power. Then we have the rolling blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then this thing that is still very present in our face.
The good thing is it's number three, and it's supposed to stop after three, so.
Okay. Well, good. See, that's why you want to go to Country Kitchen, because that's a positive attitude right there. Instead of feeling like you're in a hole and you can't seem to get out, that is like, well, hey, we're just going to get through this one.
Well, I think that's the one thing that life does teach you is, you can either try to fight your way out of the things that are sad or difficult, or you can let them bury you. And so that's the decision you have to make.
And it is all about choices, folks. And, here we are. Carl and I thought we would have this station for 5 years in the AM, and then went into the FM and expanded. And we're going on 11 years. Last year, December, will be 11 years. And who would have thought? I mean, you say when you're getting older, am I getting older? And like 2 years or 3 years is blurred. I don't even know. Anyway, on that note, and I'm really happy to be here tonight, fully present, 100% here. And this is Linda Bott, and we will be back with the second half of the show here on North State Now with my guest, the beautiful, wonderful Lynn Moss, owner of Country Kitchen. It's another female-owned company and run business in the North State. So we love our own, proud to be locally owned. And we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This is the best of North State Now.
I love this song.
I was listening to her on the way over here.
Oh, this is a
great song. Here, wait, let's turn this up, buddy. I want to say about Lynn Moss. Welcome back to the second half of our show here in North State. Now this is Linda Bob. We are live here on the 2nd of July. Are you ready to go into this 4th of July? Are you, I have our flag out. I'm not going to get on a bandwagon. I don't believe that. But it's interesting. I was talking to somebody today about, and Lynn Moss is my guest, and so what it was, and we're close to the same age, of what it is to grow up with patriotism and flying the flag and being proud of your country and, you know, proud of your community and you struggle because you know that you want to be part of a community and you try to serve others and, you know, being part of what it is to be a Brownie or a Girl Scout or 4-H or a team member or like the parents of somebody who were, you know, a child or a kid going through through Shasta High and building the sets and doing the costumes so they can have a production. It's a community involved. It's way above yourself. It's something that's big for the whole. And that's how you move. You make movement. That's how things are built. Things are, you know, developed. And so you've been a really big part of that with Country Kitchen, with the work that you've done in the community. You've been so supportive of so many nonprofits.
Well, I think that's kind of a responsibility that we all should feel, is that it's, you know, this isn't all about us. And if we can't support our community and make it, try to make it better, I mean, feel an ownership, whether it's in a business or a city, you know, in a community, if we're not taking part in making it better, then we're just taking up time. And, you know, I've had good teachers in that area. I have good friends that have been very community minded and giving of their time. I mean, my neighbor across the street he's a retired doctor and has a part-time job just doing things for the city.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
And, you know, he's not getting paid for that. He's a 77-year-old man that works probably 5 hours a day.
And his wife is very involved with Turtle Bay as well.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Turtle Bay, the library.
Right.
She was the person that got me involved with Shasta High, or Shasta High Music Department. So, you know, a community needs people like that, and it just feels good to do it.
You know, I guess that would be a question, and we're going through times right now where you're afraid. One could be afraid when something comes out of your mouth. Is it misconstrued? Is it taken out of complete turnaround from what your heart really is saying? And I would think as a teacher or a parent that you would want to ask your children or the children that you teach, if you could put down on a piece of paper, what have you done for others?
Oh, that's a very good question.
In the last 6 months, what have you done for others? And I'm going to talk about your mom. I'm talking outside of your family. Did you pick up litter? I mean, it's as simple as, like, did you see a cup on the street and decided, you know, I'm going to pick it up?
I think that should be part of the curriculum in school. I think that should be part of what you're responsible to do is, you know, how can you help your community, or what can you do to help your neighbor that's in need? I mean, I really think that that kind of thing is what gives you ownership in your country and your community. But if nothing is expected of you, you're going to always be that person that only thinks about yourself. I mean, that's kind of...
No, but it's true.
That's probably reaching out there too
well,
far and getting
no,
too serious.
No,
but
it's not. It is not. That's what we're talking about, because you and I are kind of... We come from the same school. This is why we have a kinship. And, you know, it's not every day when you get up, it's not necessarily that you feel 100%. Then you're like,
of course not.
You force yourself every day to get up, look wonderful, put on an attitude, come to work, a good attitude, come to work, employ people, go through our state right now telling you, yes, you can be open, no, you can't be open, yes, you can be open, no, you can't be open. Wear mask, not wear mask, what are we doing? And still come out of all of this with a beautiful disposition.
Well, as I said, I it's not that I have accomplished it at every turn of the road, but I think that we have to do that. I think that we've experienced all kinds of crazy things the last, almost a year now. But I think that when we do get through it, we're going to feel a lot stronger because we did get through it. And I'm seeing some positive things here too. I'm seeing families that are spending more time together.
Great.
I know I've noticed it with my kids. Even though my daughter keeps saying, you know, parents were not meant to spend this much time with their children every day. So I know that it is trying on them. But I see people doing, like my grandkids and their parents will play, you know, do video games on TV together, stuff that they're standing up and being active. They're getting in the kitchen and learning how to cook things together.
That's important.
They're just spending more time together.
Crafty things.
Yeah, and you're just spending more time even getting out and looking at nature, walking by. I know I'm finding it pleasurable to walk by myself every morning, just, you know, trying to take in the sky and, you know, trying to keep an attitude adjustment that is needed.
No, it's true, because here, what do we have? We have the only thing we have control over is ourselves and how we look at things. We can't control the next guy sitting next to us on the bus, or when we drive through, or the guy in line, or the people decide to flip you off or honk their horn or mask shame you. Every day that's happening. People are angry and crazy, and so all you can do, and that's why I really, another reason is that, you know, I love Lynn Moss, and I think the Country Kitchen is kind of like the Cheers of the North State, where people gather, and there's been generation after generation that have come there, and you've always been very mindful and very, particular is the word I want to use, about the ingredients that comes through your restaurant.
Oh, well, yeah. We do have specials, and I don't want to be the place that just serves, that doesn't serve the best meat or something quick. I mean, we're very particular about what we're serving to people. We do have, you know, favorite recipes that become, you know, well known. I mean, our cinnamon rolls, I think, are something that everybody enjoys, and kind of, you know, it's kind of fun to be famous for something like that. Okay, where was I going with this?
Well, we're talking about ingredients that you are particular, because I have been with you on more than one occasion where there's a certain kind of bacon, there's a certain kind of egg, there's a certain kind of lettuce. You're very particular about the ingredients that you buy for your restaurant, and you've got your hands in. You're not buying by bulk where you know a lot of the people that are vendors, and you know what you're getting. And so I've watched that in the past, and I really admire that. Very particular about your ingredients.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you want people to walk away happy and content, and you want them to go away with a positive feeling about you, because that's where you're going to get your next customers,
right,
from their feedback. So,
and it's home cooked. It's like, okay, your name is on it. That's what I mean, is that your name, mm-hmm, and your reputation, and, you know, even your coffees and your mochas. I mean, they're just like something you would want to have, you'd want to make at home, because it's great. It is not dime store. And I don't even know how to explain it. It is total quality. And you smile, you got a little face. Because I mean it. I just want to share that.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I was just thinking that our coffee is a local roaster, and it's been fun, you know, helping him get started. So, you know, I'm trying to help somebody else get started. I have, you know, a small business, and it needs everybody to do, you know, to continue to thrive. It needs, mm-hmm, everybody. So.
All right. So what do you think is going to happen? What have you seen? That's what I want to say. What have you seen in this last month since you've opened? You've got your regulars coming back. We want to get the word out that you are open for in dining. Is the 4th of July a big weekend?
Not particularly. 4th of July is usually, you know, people coming to the lake, and we'll get people from out of town stopping on their way in or on their way home again.
Mm-hmm.
But, not a lot. I think our busiest days are Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation week, Christmas, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, which used to be Black Friday, but now you never know when that's happening, because we've gotten so many different.
Black Friday goes on from October on.
Exactly, exactly.
But so, families are in town on that weekend.
Yeah,
so.
times that are celebratory when we've got graduations or, you know, holidays happening. Right. So,
well, we're going to take a break, and this is our final segment here. This is Linda Bott. We are live tonight on the 2nd of July. I'm here with my great and dearest friend in Reading that has been, I've known her since 1994. She is the owner of Country Kitchen Restaurant on Hilltop. I'm talking about Lynn Moss. We'll be right back after these messages. Can't wait till the next segment, what we're going to talk about.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, and don't shed a tear.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This is the best of North State Now.
Let's go to the car. I want to kiss you.
John Legend.
Woo!
Maybe we'll go to far. We just don't care. We just don't care. We just don't care.
So, I don't know what it is. So, doing the show tonight, we're going to do a shout out to our friend Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do shout out, because there's been many times in the last 10 or 15 years that we've been together that we do a lot, we do like a little pod, like threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if she was here, but I really wanted to talk about, I really wanted our listeners to hear from somebody who's a business owner in a restaurant, the struggles, the trials, and the tribulations. And right now we're going through all. And it's an important thing. Lynn Moss is my guest. If you're just tuning in, you're driving around, this is live. This is July 2nd. Country Kitchen is open for in-dining, breakfast and lunch, 7 to 2, 7 days a week. What would be, if you came in, what would be a first thing that you would want to order off the menu?
Oh.
I mean, you know it all. You've cooked it all. You've tasted it all.
I would have to say the ingredient that we go through the most is corned beef hash.
Oh.
That's
I think
the
my husband's listening, and I'm not sure he's ever had corned beef hash at your place.
Oh, it's good. Corned beef hash and eggs Benedict.
Love your eggs Benedict. And then you do the ones that the one that's not without the meat.
California omelet.
Yes.
Well, that's got bacon. No, we have a veggie omelet.
No, but the California, excuse me, it's Benedict, but it's with spinach.
Oh, that's Florentine.
Yes.
Yes.
You do a fabulous one of those.
But that's got bacon on it if you order it right.
and your what do you want to call them? Okay, biscuits.
Oh.
Again. Yeah, bakery's right there. You're not going to get a biscuit that's baked someplace else and been sitting in the back shelf for a couple weeks.
Oh, no.
This is
no.
all made that day.
Out of ingredients that we've measured and put together, not taken out of a box and added liquid to it. It's, you know, we're making everything from scratch.
Let's go to the phones. I think I know who this is. I've slept with them occasionally. Carl, welcome to the show. It's my show. I get to do that, okay?
Carl who?
And that's C-A-R-L.
There's been a couple, so.
It's not Carl 1 or 2. This is C-A-R-L, and his last name is B-O-T-T. Okay. He's got a clef in his chin. Right. You can't forget him. Okay. Question?
Okay.
Otherwise known as the Colonel.
Homemade corned beef hash?
Yeah. You haven't tried that yet, Carl? I can't believe that.
I have not tried it yet, but you know that I will be down there.
All right, so that's where you start heading. We start heading after the show. We go down and have our breakfast over at Country Kitchen so you can get your fix. At least once a month, you do that. That's a schedule you have with one of your military buddies. One of your military buddies.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I can just say is that how much I enjoy the food there. And as anybody does that's ever eaten there, but the corned beef hash, I am making a special trip now.
Well, I can't believe you haven't tried it yet.
Well, and I didn't know that
I
until...
I can't believe it either.
I know, and Lynn's been on our...
You serve it all... Wait a minute. Do you serve it all day?
Of course. Of
well,
course.
Tomorrow at lunch.
Well, we leave... Yeah.
You're leaving town tomorrow, Carl.
Well, we're not supposed to say that, but...
You're right. I'm not going to be there. Okay. Monday.
Monday. Monday after the show. We're heading
Monday
over to...
Monday after the show.
Yeah.
We are. Okay. So. Hey, great show tonight. Take care.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Love you, hon. Bye.
Love you. Yeah. See, you know what it is to do business with your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it for many years.
Yeah.
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 Many years.
So
desks right next to each other.
Yeah, there we go. We have desks right next to each other. And, I mean, there's probably, I would say, 95% is great. 5% is you just don't want to bring it home, but you can't help it. I mean, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I care about our clients. I care, you know, did this get done? Did that get done? And I can't help it because I'm a detail person, too, and I want to make sure that people are taken care of. I know that you do, so I'm just asking you what your secret is. I know you have a beautiful home and a beautiful garden, and that's your nature, you know, to have things, make things pretty. I can't wait to see what you've done with the restaurant, with the new, whatever you've done.
Oh, yeah, you need to come and see. We, you know, it was timely, just before we were closed, I've wanted to, you know, we have kind of two separate sides to the restaurants mm-hmm. because when we first bought Country Kitchen, we only had the one location, and then the Omelet House was, we shared a wall between two breakfast and lunch restaurants. So we then bought the Omelet House and opened it up. So we have sort of two different types of rooms, and I've never liked the feeling of what used to be the Omelet House side because it was a big room that it didn't feel intimate. And I like mm-hmm. to set where I can have a private conversation and not feel like the whole room can hear me. So mm-hmm. anyway, long story short, we put a wall down the center of that big room, a 6-foot wall. So now it allowed us to have more seating capacity because you're not supposed to seat people closer than 10 feet. Mm-hmm. And you know, smaller parties, and so this created more usable space for us by doing that. So it was sort of kind of a wild thing that we did, not knowing what the future was going to bring. So anyway, it's
better for the sound too, because
yes.
in a big room, when you go to a big room, you cannot. It's very difficult. As we get older, or if you've had any kind of hearing loss or you're impaired in any way, it's very difficult in a loud room to hear the outside noise to the back and to your right and to your left will cancel out what's in front of you.
Right, right.
So now you've got this wall next to you, which I'm sure is great for that.
It is. It is. Plus, it's high enough that it keeps, you know, it's allowed to a barricade there mm-hmm. from germs mm-hmm, mm-hmm. going into the room mm-hmm. or to the next person. So it was a big help for us.
So what are the safety protocols right now that you have to adhere to? Have they changed in the last 30 days? Have they changed? Has something come through in the next, like, okay, so here we are on July 2nd. Has anything changed in the last 5 days of what you have to do?
No, we still need to wear, you know, the servers wear masks, all the employees wear masks. You cannot leave things on the table, and everything must be sanitized after each person leaves. I mean, mm-hmm. even though before it was pretty much the same way. I mean, mm-hmm. the tables always had to be sanitized after each use, but now we, you know, have to wipe down all the seats and all the chairs, and so it's a lot more work to do, but as I said, worth it to keep people safe because you never know. You never know who's going to be carrying it and don't have any symptoms or.
That's right.
So
we have 2 minutes here left to finish our show. Did it just, it just swung by. Now, do you have closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'm going to say personally, it's been fun. Once again, we always have such a good time sharing with one another and giggling. And but I think the important thing to walk away from what everybody's going through right now is try to pay attention to what we are learning from this, what our experiences are giving to us. You know, are we going to come out stronger because of this, because of what we've seen people go through? I mean, I feel blessed when I hear about people being in hospitals, as you were, and you had to be in there by yourself. Carl mm-hmm. couldn't be with you. I feel so bad for people that are in there that are afraid and sick and, you know, don't have their family members with them. So that is, you know, finding your gratefulness in that you're not having to experience that. And that's kind of what I'm trying to find.
In your morning walks, gratitude.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm trying to find gratitude for what is very positive in my life, and I have a whole bunch of that. So, you know, and I have wonderful friends, and what are you, darling?
Well, Lynn Moss, so I am grateful for you as being introduced to you and having you in my life for 3 decades, and we're gonna have to wind up here. It's been a blast. It always is a blast, and you're one of the places that I feel like I can retreat to and feel safe in your home and in your environment. And Country Kitchen gives that same kind of feeling. So it was important for me as a woman business owner to praise and to bring forth on the air tonight, another woman business owner and business owners in general who are going through the ups and downs with COVID crisis, staying open, keeping the positivity, having people have some kind of normalcy in their lives.
Exactly.
Where they can go and they can get a smile from somebody and feel like they can have some kind of a semblance of like what life used to be and what can